Just, cursory look at different cacao drinks. This one definitely has the most, not most ingredients in a bad way, but the most, like you said, adaptogen, whether it be mushrooms and or spices. So it looks like it has at least the
So
most beneficial components in regards to ingredients.
I will also say they also have one heck of a copywriter because it's very well like written. There's a very strong point in that it's like there's one line on the front of like this little packet that comes with it, this little information packet. We're not mad at coffee, just disappointed. And it came with some other stronger language as well, like little stickers that Nick was not a fan of,
No, I mean,
that said
I
like
get
F
it when
coffee.
when you're trying to take down the big guy, you gotta
Yeah.
try to shoot for the legs. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, F your coffee.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by. Check it out. Another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have got a tasty episode for you today, folks, and you'll find out why very shortly, because we are doing a little product review of something a little sweet, but also a little hopefully useful. So we'll give you guys the down low on that beverage very soon. So before we get into that, thank you guys for listening each week. Thank you for sharing the podcast with a friend. We know you're doing so based on our download numbers, so keep doing it. Also, if you guys have some time or haven't done so already, go and leave us a rating and review at the Apple Podcast app or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. So, without beating around the bush, because I know you guys are probably interested on seeing what kind of beverage we're going to talk about, we're going to jump into training recaps. I'm going to throw it over to you first. Training recap for the lovely Shannon.
Wow, I get a lovely
That's
today.
right.
That's exciting. I'm very happy because I went on my second week of a 5 day like training week. So prior to the last couple weeks, I think I'd been getting in maybe like three prior to that for like, a month or so, and that was fine, that was good, but I feel like with being back at a full-time job, it like automatically sets me up for slipping back into a routine that I also really know and love. And training during the week, I've been doing like 4 days during the week, and then I'll do one day on the weekend. And it's a mixture of HIIT workouts, spinning, and yoga. And I have been using my yoga sessions more. Like this past week, I used them more as like restorative. The previous week, I used them more as strength. So I kind of shift my yoga, like the kind of yoga I do, based off of what I'm looking to accomplish. But this week, I think I did something this past week that I really want to try to duplicate this week. I started the week on last Monday with a very intense, like, endurance ride. So essentially, I did probably my hardest workout of the week on Monday morning. And it, like, motivated me because I was like, oh my gosh, the hardest one is done. Like, everything from here is just going to get better. Like, getting the hardest one out of the way was actually sort of amazing.
Wow. Good.
So yeah, that I'm going to try to repeat this week. I like doing a hard workout on Monday, and I also kind of like ending the week, like on a Friday with sort of like a hard like HIIT workout or something. So I'm finding like bookending my weeks with some like tougher workouts. And then during the week, I take one day off, like Wednesday or Thursday, I take as a rest day so that I'm not burning myself out since I'm not exactly in the best of my shape of my life right now. I don't want to push myself too hard and risk injuring myself or demotivating myself. So that's been my week, and I've been pretty happy with that.
I know. I mean, you're stringing together some solid days of workouts, and as we keep reiterating, and, you know, in Florida, it's probably very important to make sure you're very health conscious nowadays, because not to go into too much detail, but, yeah. You know, if anybody's been paying attention to the news, we have kind
of... trying to avoid it.
We've gone the other way with our coronavirus, I guess, downward trend or flattening the curve. So we're in a little bit of a spiking of the curve right now. So we need to do everything in our powers in order to stay healthy, and doing exercises and workouts on a regular basis are definitely a part of that. So myself, also, actually, you know, we kind of trained together a couple times this week while I was on the Peloton. You were on
Doing your hit. Sneaky photos of me.
Exactly right. So, and if you were doing yoga, I was also, like I said, you were kind of pushing each other, which is good, I think. I know maybe you're motivating me to get up, because, you know, I used to be able to work out during the day when I had gaps, but I'm driving around a little bit more, seeing clients, some clients at their home or doing virtual sessions. So I'm not really kind of waiting around in the gym, you know, nowadays, just mainly for a couple different reasons, but it's harder to get that workout in at the gym, so I gotta work out in the mornings, but it's good. So I worked with the sandbag again this week, which I'm always enjoying. Like I said, got in the Peloton rides, and did a couple of you know, mobility sessions for me. Try at least do that every day.
Yeah,
stretching and mobility, and then the sandbag and Peloton rides. That was good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what I have also found? I don't know if this counts, but Ella has started to ask me at the end of the day, while she's using the potty and I'm waiting for her, she asked me to do yoga. She's like, Mommy, show me some yoga. Do yoga. And I'm like, okay. She's like, do child's pose. And, like, I just do child's pose on, like, the bathroom mat while I'm waiting for her. And she's like, do pigeon. So it's so cute. But, yeah, I guess that counts as, like, an end of the day mobility wind down. She's been requesting Mommy do yoga, and I guess chill out while she does her business.
Well, that's hopefully that trend continues and she starts. I know she does a couple yoga moves now, so hopefully she keeps that up.
I'm teaching her more, so as she gets a little bit better at mimicking some of the others, she's added a couple in, and she loves Cat Cow. She thinks that's hilarious. So,
All right, so let's get into the sweet spot of today's episode. Yeah, is that a good segue?
Kind of.
All right, so
I'll take it.
So yeah, so last week, if you guys checked out the last week's episode, we talked about cacao, specifically drinking cacao, and we were looking up some of the benefits of it, and we kind of wanted to, I guess, kind of investigate it more, to a certain extent. So we did a little bit more research on, you know, the options for sipping cacao or cacao drinks, and there are several options out there, several companies putting out products.
There's a number of them,
and a lot of them, you know, we looked at a couple different ones. A lot of them are really kind of, I would say, focusing on the fact that this is a coffee alternative. So, you know, obviously in regards to that, they, cacao offers, if you listen to last week's, they offer theobromine, which is it's a stimulant, but it's a much, it's in the same, I think it's like I think we said last week, a cousin of caffeine.
Yeah. It's like a relative of some form,
but doesn't have so much of the quick, you know, the roller coaster of energy and crash. So, supposed to be a little bit of a smoother kind of energy boost throughout the day.
And it's as good, if not better, for your teeth than fluoride.
We did find that too.
Which is super encouraging, because coffee's terrible for your teeth.
It's funny, because after we're done with last week's episode, I researched if there is toothpaste that has cacao in it, and there are.
That's funny.
Yeah, the more you know. Another episode.
It's usually when we pair it with sugar that it probably cancels out the effects, right?
Yeah. So, but in addition to the kind of the stimulant effect of theobromide and some of the other effects it has, it, you know, they talked about the powerful antioxidant that that cacao offers. They also talk about some of the like mood boosting benefits. Mm-hmm. And it a lot of these sipping cacaos or drinking cacaos also combine some adaptogens,
yeah,
specifically mushrooms. I know one we looked into, or one when we were looking for different types of cacao drinks, one company, Four Sigmatic, which, you know, we've tried before, mm-hmm. They have a cacao drink that's paired with cordyceps mushrooms. So they're talking about how their products is almost like a pre-workout. So not only does it give you the energy from the theobromide, but it also gives you the energy from the cordyceps.
Mental agility.
Mm-hmm. I mean, cordyceps mushrooms, something actually I used to took a supplement before I did jiu-jitsu. Really, I think it's mainly a focus about, you know, not expanding the blood vessels, but, you know, it provides like lots of oxygenating your bloodstream and stuff like that. More so, kind of. I don't know if it's similar to a pre-workout where, you know, like it opens your blood vessels to allow more oxygen to get to your muscles and stuff. So, but yeah, I know I've used strictly cordyceps mushrooms for that, and I have felt the benefits of that. So, you know, they talked about putting that in. So, and then we found one, or you found one, I would say, mm-hmm. that talked about a lot those things and more.
Yeah, that had adaptogens with mushrooms, but then also had some like Ayurvedic spice blends of adaptogens, kind of merging. To be honest, like, it's kind of like almost overload, I think, when you look at the list, because some of the things in here, they have four different types of mushrooms that... Some of them are more like relaxers, kind of just mellow you out kind of mushrooms. And then they have some like lion's mane and cordyceps, mm-hmm. that, and even chaga, that are like more like meant to build you up. So, I mean, I guess the combination might just be like a nice balance to sort of give you some energy, but keep you nice and chilled out. But it's also got like, it's a blend of chai, masala chai to be exact.
Did you tell him what the name is yet?
The name is what Nick was not excited about when I first talked about it. And of course, I found these people originally because I've been getting loads of ads for them, as well as other cacao beverages, for a while on Instagram. So I looked into them. They're called Mud Water. See, that actually like caught my attention, but it's probably because old muddy water, that is what Bostonians and Massachusetts people know as the Charles River. Like, it's what, it's just like a phrase that doesn't trigger in me like, that sounds terrible. It just, I don't know. It just triggered something interesting. I was like, mm-hmm. what is this?
Okay.
So, it had nothing to do with Boston. It had nothing to do with anything from Massachusetts, but it was intriguing. And I liked
that. I will give you
that
for sure.
I liked that it had such a robust blend. And yeah. So, I actually bought this with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what has kind of spurred us down the road that we have, that has gotten us to today, which is where we're actually going to do a taste test of this product and really kind of dig into it a little bit more.
Yes.
So we've looked around at other products. We might very well try other products out there. I think, you know, depending on what some of those others have, they might not have this spice mix.
Right.
And just want to expand.
Yeah, so it seems like from the ones we've looked at, just, you know, cursory look at different cacao drinks, this one definitely has the most, not most ingredients in a bad way, but the most, like you said, adaptogen, yeah. whether it be mushrooms and or spices.
Yeah.
So it looks like it has at least the most beneficial components in regards to ingredients.
I will also say, and it goes to the fact that this is my profession, but they also have one heck of a copywriter because it's just, it's very well, like, written. There's a very strong point in that it's, like, there's one line on the front of, like, this little packet that comes with it, this little information packet. We're not mad at coffee, just disappointed. And it came with some other stronger language as well, like little stickers that Nick was not a fan of.
No, I mean.
That said, coffee.
You know, when you're trying to take down the big guy,
you
gotta try to shoot for the legs. I get it.
Yeah, F your coffee.
Yeah.
So the full rundown on what this drink contains, I'll give you the full list, and you can see what I mean by when we say this has got a lot in it. Mm-hmm. It's got masala chai, and just for anybody who doesn't know, this is a tea. Tea and it's a mixture of things. So there's black tea powder, ginger, cardamom, nutmeg, black pepper, cinnamon, and cloves. It's a very warming, very spicy tea. If you've ever gone...
So that's all just in the chai?
That's just the chai. That's
okay.
A chai mix.
Okay.
So that is why we say spices. Then there's the cacao. Then there's the lion's mane. And that's more targeted around like creativity, clarity, mind, positive mood. Then the chaga, which is apparently more tied to anti-aging properties. They tout that. Reishi is all about support for your health and immunity. Cordyceps is all about optimizes oxygen uptake and delivery to increase vitality and endurance.
There you go. Oxygen
so that's
uptake.
What it is.
Gotcha.
Then it has turmeric, which is, we've talked about ad nauseum about its really amazing anti-inflammatory powers. Mm-hmm. And then cinnamon. I mean, cinnamon does not get enough credit. Cinnamon has so much good stuff. It's anti-diabetic, it's antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, and it's also delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then Himalayan salt. So in terms of body hydration and pH, it is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things,
good minerals,
all of those things are in this. And that was what hooked me about this, because I was like, I know the basics about my Ayurvedic kind of split, my blends and spices and things. I also know personally what I like. This just sounded interesting to me. So,
well, with a name like Muddy Water,
and
the, better
not
have some
Muddy
stuff
Water,
in
it's called Mud Water.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse you. So, we ordered it. It came in this like black canister. It's not a huge canister. I guess it's 6.4 ounces.
How many servings does it say?
I think it's 30. Yeah, 30 servings, and a serving size is 1 tablespoon. So it does have, it says it has with 1/7 the caffeine of a cup of coffee, you get focus, energy, and immunity, but without the jitters, crash, and dependency. Mm. So it's, the drink is meant to fuel your morning ritual in a way that would make Spartan smile and Buddha proud. Told you. Kind of a hilarious copywriter. So they basically recommend, they have in the same little kind of packet that comes with your box, and we, I did take like a picture. I'll put it on my Instagram this week, about everything that kind of came with this. You can get a starter pack is what we ended up getting, but this is one of those monthly subscriptions that you can subscribe to, where you get a new, just automatically delivered to you once a month. So it came with like a little frother, little USB charged frother. And then it came with this canister. So, and also a little sample, they have a creamer, a coconut creamer, that we did try. The subject of this.
Yeah.
It was okay, but it wasn't anything.
It was unflavored, but I mean, like I said, it was MCT and coconut, I believe a coconut powdered milk. So,
yeah.
You know, no sugar. So as far as creamers go, it could definitely in with healthy fat. So
yeah,
I ain't mad at it.
I'm mad at it. So yeah, it was that one we don't really have much of a focus on, but we did their basic, like, they have several recipes for what you can do with this. Now, you can use this as, you can just mix it with water or steam milk and just leave it as simple as that. You can do their mud latte, which is specifically, like, I guess that's their specific latte, they recommend putting a teaspoon of honey into it, and then you top it off with steam milk. They also say adding a pinch of cayenne pepper is good. They have, like, you can do, like, the bulletproof version of this. You can make a shake with this. You can make smoothies. You can do it iced. They have a recipe for just mud milk. So, I mean, there's a lot of different preparations mm-hmm. that you can incorporate it in. But we just did water, the creamer, and...
Yeah, coffee.
The mix. So
the mud water.
The mix, I do like the container because it's like a matte black.
Yeah.
I will say that. I love packaging. And it's just like loose. I have it here that we just want to do a little sniff test. It looks like cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you would think of as like cocoa. But it does not smell like cocoa. It
smells spicy.
It smells like spices. It like smells the cloves like.
And
yeah, it's all of those. Sure. Those chai and like I get cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But there is that like. That hint of like that chocolatey, rich kind of smell. I mean, it smells delightful. I think I might have to try it with the honey. Just to see how much it changes the taste. We just tried it today. We just have it simple. We're going straight. We're trying to do this pure.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can give it a good taste for you. So the look of it is, it's not coffee. Nick is shaking his head.
You know, like kind of hot cocoa look, if you will.
Yeah, like, you know? like a watered down version.
Yes.
Because granted, we did use water. We didn't do the latte version. Yeah. I think that's going to be something I change as I try to drink, like try different preps. I'm probably going to do a latte.
And we might have used a little too much water. But either way, you know, yeah, I think a latte wouldn't be bad. You know, it's not like we use super sweet milk or anything like that. So
yeah, I mean, it's the same as like a coffee latte.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying it for with some steamed milk or something.
Maybe tomorrow. So... smell is the same as the powder. It smells exactly the same.
Yeah.
There is some definite spice to that. And
right.
Again, maybe the preparation matters, but it almost tastes more like a tea.
Yeah, I mean, it's very faint. You get the faint, like, cocoa taste in it. So, or cacao taste, I guess that's what you're tasting. Yeah, but, like, now I can taste, I guess, with the tea, when they said one of the ingredients was pepper, I can definitely taste that coming through now.
Getting it on, like, kind of like the finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like I said, I think it'd be interesting with a little less water. I think I might have put a little too much water in mine because it's not a ton of flavor, but the biggest thing that is coming through is the pepper.
Yeah.
Not overwhelming, but definitely you can taste it in the back of your throat.
Yeah, but I would also say that it's got that strong clove to it.
Oh, really?
Which is like, I mean, it very much reminds me, it's like if a chai and a chocolate had a baby. I mean, that's a beautiful
I'm gonna have to take your word for
chocolatey
that.
Chai baby. I don't know. It's just, it tastes to me, first and foremost, like a chai tea. Like, right. This reminds me of all those years. Now, this is not representative of what a real chai tea is, but it's hard to find a really good chai tea. I will also say that. I've been looking, and it has that... It's not quite sweet, But there is, because it is a chai, there's some sweetness to it, I feel like. Not sweet as in like sugary, but because there are some things in chai that just sort of come across to be as a little sweeter. But there's the richness that the cacao adds that I actually really like. It sort of softens the edges of the chai a little bit. But yeah, there's just that little hint of pepper. I like it.
Yeah.
I think some different preparations could make this like really compelling.
And I mean, if you're I think it's the ease. I mean, you just powder and hot water.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
You're the one that mixed brewing. It up pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, opposed to brewing coffee.
You did try to use the frother. But yeah. The frother is not usually used for water, so yeah, it's usually for like milk.
Right.
So we'll try it again with that.
Right.
Because I heard you go, whoa.
Yeah. It was quite the mess. So, yeah. I know. Like I said, maybe some steam milk it might work in there. I don't know. So, but yeah, I'm not opposed to it. And like you said, it might be something, you can make it iced. It might be something better for the afternoon. I still like my coffee. I know they're talking about you can replace this as your coffee ritual. And I see that, but... You know, I still like my coffee, and as much as a ritual as the taste of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the flavor, granted, you know, I think mine's maybe a little bit too much diluted, but it is not a strong flavor.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a strong flavor.
No, it's...
So...
I mean, compared to a coffee, especially your coffee, uh-huh. Because, let's be honest, you're not like a weak coffee drinker.
Negative.
I could definitely see this is not as big of a punch in the face. Yet, I would argue that it's as flavorful because of the spices. The spices and everything, like there's a bigger range of flavor, I think, to this. Coffee, to me, is like, you do get some notes of like chocolatiness and like there's different sort of textures it leaves. But it's also pretty consistently bitter. And, you know, I feel like there's just a less range.
Yeah, this, possible.
This has just it seems like a wider range.
Mm-hmm.
So, after having sipped it, we're going to come back and we're going to take a little break and then we're going to come back and we're going to see, does it do anything to us energy-wise? Now, this might not work for you because you're used to coffee, which is... We set up front 1/7 of the amount of caffeine. So mm-hmm. Nick may not notice anything, but we're going to give it a little bit of time, and then we're going to come back.
All right.
So we'll be right back. All right. It's been about, I think, 4 hours, give or take
mm-hmm.
an hour, because we didn't really time it.
Yeah.
But how did you feel about it?
I think, you know, hard to tell. Like you kind of preference for going into it. It's hard to tell for me. Just because I kind of went about my day. And I don't know how much caffeine affects me anyways.
Yeah.
You know.
You can drink coffee at night.
Right. So, I mean, it's...
I cannot.
I don't know if that's a good thing. But probably not. But I mean, you know, like I said, it's hard to just do. I would have to probably do a whole full week to see the real kind of change in it. But you know, I felt like I had plenty of energy. You know, went outside, took Ella out, and you know, we went for a walk and stuff. And it was nothing. It wasn't dragging or anything. Did not feel like mentally slow or anything like that. So. All that stuff was still there without having coffee this morning, so I guess that's a good, a positive sign, mm-hmm. right? I don't know about a win in there for the mud water checkbox, but
yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it definitely. I did not feel.
Did you really miss the coffee? Did you feel like you had a hole in your day?
Yeah. if maybe we prepared it kind of more similarly, mm-hmm. more is that right? More similar.
Similarly. More. Yeah.
Either ways.
Whatever.
We prepared it more like we do with the coffee, especially our lattes. I probably wouldn't miss it as much. But like I said, it's the whole ritual, you know? It's the thing of preparing. That's one of the things I look forward to. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was different. It's different.
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually felt like I didn't get the, like, heavy jolts or anything, but I also didn't get what, you know, usually feels like kind of a letdown or a crash so much, or at least not yet. I did feel, like, pretty energized and, like, with it, and I had to bake a cake this morning, and I had to do laundry, and I had to do, like, some chores and some folding, and like I had a list of things I had to do. I like was talking to people. I felt very energized. You know, I feel like there's been other times, not recently because we really haven't gone without coffee for a really long time, but I do think that there were times previously where I wouldn't have the cup of coffee and I would feel like a little bit more sluggish. Like I was just having a little bit more trouble keeping going. I did not feel that at all today. And I didn't, today was my other rest day. So I didn't do a workout either, which is usually also a day I don't feel as energized and kind of like with it. So I would say that maybe it could be the placebo effect. You never know. So yeah, it's something I think that we're going to try. We're going to continue. Maybe in like a week or two, we'll kind of give a little check-in and say which of us has abandoned the mud water or not. Mm-hmm. And if it's actually working as a kind of replacement, a coffee fill-in for me, which I'm kind of hoping it does, just so I can have non-coffee days too. And I think I could. But I think it's, again, like you said, there is a part of the ritual, making that cup of coffee in the morning and sitting down and sipping that. Like that, I love that. When I was pregnant with Ella and I couldn't have any caffeine at all, never mind, like I couldn't even drink decaf. This wouldn't have been an option, clearly, for me. But still, the biggest thing I missed was actually the ritual. I started drinking turmeric lattes in the morning because there was no caffeine in those. And it was like the ritual of drinking a hot drink. I'm also not like an iced coffee person. So, but yeah, I think that it seems like we're off to a good start. But yeah, we'll try be having variations. To get some variations in the prep, and probably will try adding my collagen to it as well, because goodness knows my hair grew back because of collagen. It's magic, and I will keep taking that.
All right.
So
TBD, right?
TPD?
To be determined,
right? Oh, TBD.
What did I say?
I said TPD, toilet paper determined.
Okay. TP. Sometimes coffee has that effect too.
Maybe we're a little bit
pushy. I will say that. I didn't have the coffee effect in that area.
That's good.
We'll keep it at that. All right. But yeah, so
the TP effect.
We'll talk more about mud water in the near future.
Yes. And if anybody has any questions or recommendations, always drop us a line. You can check us out on Instagram. Your Instagram is?
ET Tampa, ETTAMPA.
And mine is Shannon JP.
And of course, we're on Facebook at The Addicted to Fitness Podcast.
Yes. So leave us a comment, send us a message, whatever. Leave us a review. And also tell us what else you are interested in having us taste test, because we used to do taste tests pretty regularly. We haven't done them in a while. It's been a minute. But I kind of like doing them. It's pretty fun.
Agreed.
So that is all we have for today. Now you can go have a cup of coffee, because I know you're probably going to go have a cup of coffee now.
And go to bed.
It's not that late, but yeah.
All right.
I've got baking to do.
Well, let's get on to that. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.